Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Curtis Harwell Talk Radio Show. All we do is talk about health and fitness, and you're listening to your host, Curtis Harwell. And we are America's best and most listened to fitness show, the Curtis Harwell Show, with over 6 million listens. And I'm your host here every week. We haven't been on for a few days. We had a death in the family, so we've had to take a few days off of that. And I do want to thank everyone that knew about it, who sent messages and condolences and prayers. It was really heartfelt and very much appreciated. If you'd like to participate in the show today, you can call in at 347-850-8748. You can also reach me at Curtis Harwell on Facebook, Curtis Harwell Fit, which is my training page on Facebook. You can reach me at the Curtis Harwell Talk Radio Show on Facebook, or Curtis Harwell BB for bodybuilder on Twitter, if you'd like to participate in the show today. Our advertisers today are Titan Fitnesswear. That's TitanFitnesswear.com. And whereas you can get your hoodies, tank tops, T-shirts, sweaters, whatever you need as far as workout gear, head on over there. Titan Fitnesswear also has a special deal that's going on with the American Cancer Society. They have shirts on there that are listed for the Cancer Society. If you purchase those shirts, 100% of the profit on all of those shirts goes to the Cancer Society. So not a little bit, but all of the profit for those particular T-shirts go to the Cancer Society. Our other sponsor today is Michelle's Magic Morsels. This is Michelle Brent's IFBB Pro Bodybuilder Michelle Brent's website. She has terrific protein cookies made with that good old-fashioned taste. And check it out. You can check out Michelle's website at michellesmagicmorsels.com. She has a terrific variety of flavors and offers on her site. Also, if you mention that you listen to this show, you will get 3 free cookies with your order, which is a fantastic deal. So head on over and look at TitanFitnesswear.com and Michelle's Magic Morsels Protein Cookies for some great varieties of cookies and flavors. And Michelle is also on Fridays. She's the other co-host that we have unbridled talk about bodybuilding, fitness, health, also do interviews. So head on over to those sites. And help us pay some bills. So I appreciate it. Today we're going to have another terrific show, I believe. And this is another show kind of going back to basics again. This is a show for the regular person, people just starting out, people who have been going for a while, or even those people who have been weight training and doing different things that have kind of lost your weight. We all... doesn't matter if you're a pro, amateur, just a beginner, intermediate, experienced lift. We all kind of lose our way a little bit. And so hopefully this show will also help a little bit. So today we're going to discuss strength training basics of weight training. Okay. So, and I'm going to discuss several different topics. Again, if there's something that you'd like me to mention or whatever, just send me a message on Facebook or Twitter, and I'll try to discuss that particular question that you might have. Now, the first thing I kind of want to talk about when it comes to strength training, weight training, building strength, is about isometrics, because people always have a question about isometric exercise, and are isometric exercises a good way to build strength? Now, isometric exercises are the contractions of a particular muscle on a body or a group of muscles. Now, during isometric exercises, the muscle doesn't noticeably change length, and the affected joint really doesn't move as when you do weight training or lifting weights. Now, isometric exercises don't effectively build strength, but can help maintain muscle strength. Often in a rehabilitation setting, isometrics really work. So again, isometrics aren't going to specifically and effectively build strength, but it can maintain strength that you have. And a lot of people, and I've used it in rehab working with people, it works in that way. Now, of course, depending on what level you are, the isometrics can get you stronger, but remember, you're coming from zero. But you'll get to a point that the building of muscle strength isn't quite as effective. Now, because isometric exercises are done in one position without movement, they'll improve strength in only one particular position. Now, you have to do various isometric exercises through your limbs or body parts' whole range of motion to improve muscle strength across the entire range of movement. Now, in addition, since isometric exercises are done in a static position, they won't help improve speed or the athletic performance. It's the increase that you'll get in those are negligible to none. Now, they can be, however, useful in enhancing stabilization and maintaining the position of the affected area. Now, since muscles often contract isometrically to aid in stabilization, so it will help in stabilization of the muscle and stabilization of the joint. Now, isometric exercises may be helpful to someone who has been injured or who has a condition such as arthritis, okay? Now, which could make movement painful or be aggravated by using muscles, you know, to move a joint through the full range of motion. Now, for instance, if you injure your rotator cuff, and hopefully we all know what the rotator cuff is, your doctor or physical therapist might initially recommend isometric exercising involving the group of muscles that help stabilize the shoulder to maintain shoulder strength during recovery. So the rotator cuff is used to stabilize the shoulder joint. Now, there's been a ton of studies out there and some recent studies that have shown isometric exercises may also help lower your blood pressure, believe it or not. However, if you have high blood pressure, exercise at a lower level of intensity, okay? And if you do have high blood pressure, head to your doctor, check it out. And if you need to get on a better diet plan, or if you have to get on medication, please do it, because there are tons and tons of ramifications of high blood pressure if you don't take care of it. Okay, so, and again, check with your doctor before beginning isometric exercises if you have high blood pressure or any heart problem. Avoid holding your breath and straining during any weight training exercises. They may cause a dangerous rise in blood pressure. And I know myself, I have to make sure when I train that I'm on the power side of the exercise. I always have to make sure that I'm exhaling. And you should do that. You should do that all the time for your blood pressure, okay? So that covers a little bit of isometrics. Now, another question is, what is better for strength training, one set or multiple sets? Okay. Now, again, this isn't for competitive. What I'm talking about here isn't for competitive bodybuilders. We can talk about this, but this is for the average person. Now, for most people, a single set of 12 repetitions with the proper weight can build strength and improve fitness as effectively as can multiple sets of the same exercise, okay? Okay, so again, this is for beginners, intermediate. This is not for people out there that have been doing this a long time looking to put on mass and all those, you know, power lifters and that. This is for the average person. Now, one set approach has also has the advantage of saving time, now, which makes it easier to fit into an exercise routine. So, but again, when you're doing 12 if you're doing 12 repetitions, let's say that's the number, you are using a weight that you exhaust at the 12th repetition. If you're using a weight, you go to 12 repetitions, and you still have 5 or 6 repetitions in you, the weight is not heavy enough. So now we have to increase the weight to be able to do just 12 repetitions, okay? Now, the Department of Health and Human Services recommends incorporating strength training exercises into a fitness routine at least 2 times a week. Me, myself, I believe that to get fit, increase your fitness level, increase your fitness level, muscle fitness level, and increase your strength, I'm looking at 3 days a week. I know what they recommend. That's the minimum. But we're looking at least 3 days a week to increase your fitness level. Now, during strength training, simply choose a weight that, you know, will tire your muscles around the 12th repetition. Again, if you have 3 or 4 more repetitions in you, increase the weight. Now, as it becomes easier, again, gradually increase the amount of weight to maintain a 12 repetition fatigue area. Now, if you're, and this goes, if you go to 8 repetitions, 10 repetitions, you do the same thing. It is important to also use proper form and technique when you're lifting to avoid injury, okay? Now, you also want to take time to rest between each exercise to give your muscles time to recover. Everyone is a little bit different. I will tell you, when I'm in the gym, I worked out this morning, did biceps this morning, and I probably take, for me, what feels good. I get a greater pump. I feel like my muscles respond better. I do 30 to 45 seconds, but you can take up to 60 seconds to 90 seconds between each set, but play with it, see how it works for you. I've known some people that when they do a max out set, they will take 2 or 3 minutes before they do a next. I've just never felt comfortable that way. I've always trained with 30 to 45 seconds. When I'm in the gym, I'm not a chatterbox, and I usually work out by myself a lot of times unless someone's coming into town to work out with me or someone locally wants to train or something. But normally, I train by myself a lot because of my crazy schedule, and I just pound out my workout. Again, I'm not a chatterbox. Headphones are on, and I'm just kicking it as hard and as fast as I can because of my schedule. Now, again, always use proper technique. If you feel like you're cheating, then you're cheating. You know, you don't need me or anybody else to tell you that you're cheating. So do your best to use proper technique to avoid injury all the time. Also, again, take rest time between each set if you're doing multiple sets to give your muscles time to recover. Now, again, although a single set of strength training exercises can improve strength, muscle strength and fitness, the number of sets that you perform may differ depending on your fitness goals. So if your fitness goals are different, you'll want to be doing more sets. Now, for example, like myself being a bodybuilder, or you can be an elite athlete who's not a bodybuilder with specific performance enhancement requirements, then additional strength training sets may be appropriate, okay? But beginners in that, you don't necessarily need to do that, okay? So that's a little bit about exercise sets how many you need to do. I know myself with my clients that I have, I usually do 4 sets of each exercise with each client. And then sometimes that changes because if I notice that they're dragging a little bit tired and they've come to the gym with, 75-80%, I will back off on the sets, maybe go 2 to 3 so we can get the entire workout in. And because I want my workouts to be positive, and I don't want people that I work with to feel like they're failing, even though we do fail, but I don't want them to feel like they're failing, that they're continually making progress. So now the next thing I like to talk about the speed of the repetitions in a set. Now, a question is super slow strength training more effective than regular strength training? Now, when I say regular strength training, you'll watch people in the gym, they go through the full range of motion, but they do it rather briskly, quickly. And a lot of times they do that because they don't have enough weight on the bar. But a question to answer or ask is super slow strength training more effective than regular strength training? Now, a lot of research by, people like myself and other people hasn't shown super slow strength training to be really superior to other forms of strength training. Now, but then I have to, this little caveat, super slow strength training is a reasonable tool if you want to vary your strength training routine. And so I no two workouts of mine, say bicep day, chest day, triceps day, doesn't matter. No two workouts are the same. Every workout that I do is different than the previous one, either by a particular exercise, by sets and or reps. I'm always trying to fool my muscles. So muscles like homeostasis, everything to kind of be the same. And I'm always doing as much as I can do to shock my muscles and to get them to respond to the stimuli that I'm giving them. Okay? So it is a reasonable thing to switch you're exercising to where you do slow, not necessarily super slow, but slower sets on the negative and the positive side. Now, super slow strength training is a strength training technique in which you lift and lower a weight more slowly than usual. Now, about 10 seconds to lift the weight and another 10 seconds to lower the weight. Now, the goal of super slow strength training is to limit the momentum of the motion. So if you are doing, bicep curls, so when you the weight is on the downside, you bring it up super slow, 8 to 10 seconds on the positive side, and then on the lower side, when you're lowering it, 8 to 10 seconds. What this does, it takes the momentum out of the weight to automatically just drop, and or you're not being able to get that little hitch in your get-along in the back to kind of help you get the weight up. So here, it's almost like a concentration type of exercise. So the goal of, again, is for super slow strength training is to stop or eliminate the momentum that you have when lifting the weight. So this forces your muscles actually to work harder through their entire range of motion when you are lifting the weight in a particular exercise. Now, super slow training may also help prevent boredom in your strength training routine while you challenge your muscles in a new and different way every time you train. And again, training should be fun, and you have to kind of keep the muscles guessing. I know that may sound a little crazy to you, but your body likes homeostasis. It's just the way that it is. It likes homeostasis, or everything to be have equilibrium. And so what we're trying to do is get rid of that. Okay. Now, again, if you try super slow strength training, start with a familiar strength training exercise and a weight that tires your muscles by 12 to 15 repetitions. And you also may use less weight than you usually use during the super slow strength training process. As with any type of strength training, remember the importance of good form and proper technique all of the time. And we get away from this, people. Every day I see in the gym, I see pros doing this too. And I try very hard myself not to do it. But sometimes we just don't have the form that we need, and you always have to have form. Don't inhibit your form just because of weight. Just don't do it. First and foremost, your form should be there, and then you use the weight that will let you do the form of that exercise that you need to do, okay? Another question about weight training is, for weight training, is it better to use free weights or machine weights? And I get this question every day, and it never goes away. Now, no single piece of weight training equipment is best for everyone. There is no such thing. Both free weights and machine weights can help increase your strength, and other types of resistance training, such as using bands, your body weight. These all can increase your body strength. So that's the simple answer. Now, the choice of using free weights or machine weights is based on your personal preference, your physical fitness level, and your fitness goals and your access to equipment. Now, I will tell you, injury will also play a part in this, because you will have situations where you might have an injury, you might be hurt, you might have you won't have a full range of motion sometimes in some joints. And there are just going to be some exercises that you absolutely cannot do with free weights and or machines because of the angle that they have you in when you get in the machine. So all of those injuries are also a part of that, okay? Now, free weights are versatile and less expensive than machines. And they also stimulate real-life lifting situations, and they will also promote whole-body stabilization, and such as working your core. Say, for example, you want to do shoulder presses. You can do shoulder presses standing. You can do shoulder presses sitting. And then as you do those shoulder presses with the free weights, your body has to stabilize itself for rotation, flexion and inflection, okay? So you're working your core. Whereas if you're doing shoulder press on a machine, all you do is press. You're just pressing the machine up, and that's it. You're doing nothing to stabilize your core. And that is one downside of using a machine over a free weight. So free weights are generally safe, and when used with the proper technique, they're really safe. But it may also take some time and a lot of practice to get used to lifting with free weights. And again, it is essential that you use proper form all of the time with free weights. Now, machine weights also can be an effective weight training tool also, as long as you use the machines that adjust to your body dimensions and allow your joints to move through their natural full range of motion path. Now, machine weights are generally safe when used with proper technique, and many people can use them really quickly. So there's not a whole, with free weights, there are multitude of exercises that you can do. And I can honestly tell you, I come up almost on a weekly basis with a new exercise, how to do something with the weight nobody's ever seen before, just playing around, knowing the kinetics and knowing kinesiology, the movement of the body, and what that weight does, how it will affect that particular muscle through the full range of motion. I come up with new exercises all the time. Some work and some don't. You play with it. And I've put many many new exercises that I've come up with on YouTube on my TV channel, so you can take a look at those soon. So, again, machine weights are generally safe, but again, you need to adjust the machine. Normally, it's the seat. You need to adjust the seat where you get the proper angle for your body, because everybody has a different body shape and style and the way they move. Now, the bottom line, choose a weight training system that you enjoy and that fits into your daily lifestyle. Aim to do weight training exercises of all of the major groups, muscle groups, and at least 2 days a week, and please try as hard as you can to do three. You do 3 days a week, you mainly can do legs one day, you can do a push-pull routine, or you can do your entire body three times a week, however you want to do it. But also get those days in between so you can rest, and which is very important. And whatever type of resistance you choose, remember the proper form and technique is the most important than the specific type of equipment. So form, doesn't matter if you're doing free weights or machines. I do a combination. There's some things that I can't do at free weights, some exercises that I do on the machines. There's some things that I do on the machines that will give me a greater range of motion than the free weight, believe it or not. So I intermingle in between. One of my favorite machines is the cable machine. You can do just hundreds of exercises on there. You just let your imagination go away when you're working on that machine, and you can do things on there that you never thought possible that you could do on a weight machine. Is it better to do weightlifting before or after an aerobic exercise? Me personally, I always do my aerobic exercise when I'm training after I work out. But if I'm working with clients, depending on the time that we have, what kind of workout we have, I will adjust the cardio so it's not as hard to tire the client out to where their glycogen levels or the blood sugar levels are lower. So when we're working out, they lose some of their strength. So, you know, whether you do weightlifting before or after an aerobic workout, it is absolutely up to you. Research hasn't definitely shown much of anything one way or the other, or one is better than another. Now, some things to consider, about your body fuel and when you're getting ready to lift weights. Now, weightlifting can deplete the glycogen stores in your muscle. Now, glycogen stores provide you with the energy for short duration intense activity and longer duration endurance activity. Now, if you are doing weightlifting first, you may find that you're too tired to complete a more intense aerobic workout. Now, an aerobic workout can be a good warm-up also for weightlifting. So if you do your aerobic workout first, make sure that you're not too tired to lift weights with proper form. And weight training technique could also increase the risk of injury, or poor weight training technique could increase the risk of injury. Now, and oxygen may be the same whether you do aerobic or resistance exercise first. Now, some studies have found that the order of aerobic and resistance exercise during the same session does not affect how much oxygen is used or limit how much aerobic exercise can be done. That's really important. So the bottom line of this whole thing about weightlifting, first or second, if you want to include both weightlifting and aerobic exercise in the same work, experiment and find out what works for you. Everybody's a little bit different. And you could also make either, your aerobic workout or your resistance training workout a little less intense, or you could consider doing your weight training and aerobics on different days. So it's really simple. It's up to you what you want to do. Well, I hope today's show helped you and kind of refreshed your memory on weight training and all these different things. So you have a fantastic day, and we will see you again later in the week in our next show. Have a great day.